IOM.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon. It's an honor to take the floor today on behalf of Antonio Vitorino, the new Director General of the International Organization for Migration, and also to have the opportunity to express IOM sympathies to the people of Indonesia. IOM has been mobilizing support and offered assistance across several areas of need as outlined by authority. And as always, we are committed to working closely together with the Indonesian government to bring relief to populations affected by this disaster. This meeting of the Executive Committee provides an opportunity to reflect on what was a critically important year for IOM's partnerships with UNHCR, with our member states, and most importantly, the migrants and refugees we serve. UNHCR and IOM were created in 1951 to work together to find solutions for the large numbers of refugees and displaced persons whose lives had been torn apart by the Second World War. This year, our partnership extended to achieving the dual aims of the New York Declaration, to secure and strengthen the refugee regime through a global compact on refugees, and to support the development of a compact for safe, orderly, and regular migration. The finalization of both compacts, launched by the New York Declaration and undertaken through different processes, constitute truly historic and remarkable achievements. They are historic because of their content, the new approaches to responsibility sharing embodied in the CRRF and the Global Compact on Refugees, and the Global Compact on Migration for providing the first comprehensive framework for governments of migration. But they are also remarkable because they were achieved during this time when the narrative about migration is so negative. In this respect, they represent our collective spirit and determination to counter reactive and populist policies aimed at short-term and ultimately unsustainable objectives. IOM applauds UNHCR for the excellent consultative process which led to the GCR, as well as the pioneering efforts of those 15 states and regional groupings who have worked with UNHCR to roll out the CRRF in various contexts. They have demonstrated that dialogue in a global forum can indeed have impact on the ground. In his opening statement, the High Commissioner spoke eloquently and movingly about the refugee and humanitarian crises the world is confronted with in virtually all continents of the world, but also of the important practical gains that our organizations have made in addressing these situations. UNHCR and IOM are collaborating more effectively and more innovatively than ever before in addressing some of the most complex of these crises. In Libya, where we work together in identifying solutions for mobile populations, including those in detention. In the Mediterranean, where we have developed joint initiatives which will allow us to fulfill the imperative of saving lives and offering a vision for more predictable disembarkation processes. And in the context of our operations in Latin America and the Caribbean, which are closely coordinated. I would also like to mention our forthcoming three-way collaboration with UNHCR, IOM, and the UN Conference on Trade and Development on a guide for entrepreneurship for migrants and refugees. In her remarks, the CEO of the World Bank has also reminded us of the importance of addressing the drivers of flows and enhancing our capacities to respond. The GCR and the GCM contain strikingly similar and coherent provisions relating to the need to strengthen mechanisms to monitor and anticipate the development of risks and threats that might trigger people movements, including joint analysis, enhancing preparedness measures. The CEO of the World Bank also told us that the future is to do more and to do more efficiently, to bring our best efforts, our hearts, smarts, and courage to these challenges. IOM pledges to do so and to continue to work with states, UNHCR, and other relevant stakeholders in a collaborative way to achieve these and other pressing global needs. Thank you.